RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
So on Monday, we had Ian Wishart, investigative journalist, on this program talking about, well, his original piece, Climate of Fear Study, which went back to, I think, March last year, 2023, and this was after Cyclone Gabriel. And Ian did a deep dive. He did what a journalist should do. He went and researched the data, going through old newspaper records, which had or contained temperature and barometric pressure, et cetera, and worked out that this whole thing about worsening climate events or events, weather events generated by climate, actually doesn't quite stack up, because there were far more worser events back in the fossil record, albeit recent fossil record, but certainly that information had been reported and well documented back in the time. So we thought we'd get Philip Duncan from WeatherWatch back on, because basically Ian was on Monday saying that NIWA misled Parliament in relation to that missing data in that original story, and he'd done some OIAs since then. And Aisha Verrill, I think, got caught up in that. She was the minister responsible at the time. So, Philip, I want to get your comments on this. Is this the first time that NIWA have, what's the word, omitted, fibbed? What word would you use?
I used misled. A few years ago, I think it was, I'm a little bit vague on the exact year, I think it was 2020. It was either just before COVID or just after that first year of it. And in a select committee, which they have every February and March, and NIWA comes along there with their CEO and their chairman. And they were being grilled by both sides, particularly the right side of the government, right-wing side. I think it was National who were grilling them. And the questions were, are you competing with Met Service? Are you in the same space as them? Are you commercially getting into weather? And they denied it all. No, no, no. There's a little bit of overlap. And then, several months later, they took DOC off Met Service for weather forecasting services, which is not overlap. That is literally aggressively commercially going head-to-head with them. We were outraged, obviously, because they misled, lied, whatever you want to call it, however the wording is, to a select committee in Parliament, and figured that there would be some sort of consequence for that. But as we've learned, and I think, sadly, Ian Wishart's going to learn it the hard way too, is that there is no one in charge of NIWA. They're allowed to do whatever they want. And I smirked when you said that Verrill was the minister responsible. There is no minister responsible for NIWA. They all do the same thing, which is we don't get involved in operational matters. That's the end of it. There's no one in government that's in charge.
That's stunning, isn't it? Because it belongs to us, the taxpayers. So that means their data, or lack of it, belongs to us. And we should be able to call on that data anytime we want. Am I missing something?
No, and you're 100% right, except, and we brought this argument to the CEO, John Morgan. By the way, how long can a CEO remain in charge? He's been in charge since 2007 in a job paying nearly $1 million a year. And the first question we ever asked John Morgan, the CEO of NIWA under OIA, was, do you get any kickbacks or anything out of this by holding back public data to private weather companies like WeatherWatch? And they refused to answer the question, which to me is a gigantic, yeah, we make money on it. I mean, it's, why else would you not answer it? And so John Morgan's view of this, the CEO of NIWA, his view is that it's their intellectual property. And I've said, how can it be your intellectual property when you're taking a snapshot of Mother Nature? So you didn't make the weather. The storm came in. And
yeah, not your weather.
Yeah. Publicly funded equipment captured it. And in many cases, volunteers have caught that data in the past. People like myself, who gave NIWA, a scientific agency, free work, because you thought it was for the greater good. Turns out it's not. It's for a commercial business they're running that has nothing to do with public good. And I'm just stunned that, you know, like I say, we brought this up 10, 11 years ago. I love the work Ian Wishart's doing. I wish him all the best for it. And if we can help him, let him please contact us. But the problem that I still see is there's no one in charge. So all the facts in the world don't make a difference if there's no one actually managing this.
If we can't explain this at a sort of like an obvious level, maybe we have to dive a bit deeper. What sort of computational power do NIWA have?
It's not very good. They certainly boast about it, but I'll give you a good example. When IBM owned the weather company, and IBM just sold it, so we have nothing to do with IBM anymore, IBM gave us a demonstration on how their supercomputer, Watson, can take a look at somewhere in the world and work out averages and what's coming up. So a quick example was they just randomly chose a place in Australia, somewhere near Alice Springs, and went, we can look here and see what the next 9 months are going to be like compared to average. And what does that mean if you're growing there or working in the mines or whatever? They then pointed out that if NIWA was to do the same thing, it would take them days of work to just show what they tapped on a computer. So a simple way of putting this down is NIWA's supercomputer, because it's not really a supercomputer, but their big, powerful computer, is kind of like the New Zealand Army, and we're up against the Australian Army, the UK Army, European. So we're never going to be in that realm of the same world as them. So it's a con job, what NIWA's doing. They've weaponized a state asset, and they're just putting out this information and they're cherry picking it. So I don't care so much about the climate change argument, but they are losing it if they don't put that public data out there, because you can't just pick and choose in a storm what relevant barometric pressure is the biggest in history. And just lastly, the high pressure zone we had last week in New Zealand that broke records, apparently, NIWA said it did, Met Service said nothing, kind of strange. That's the classic example of where everybody should know. Every journalist, every weather forecaster, everyone should be able to know what the lowest air pressure in New Zealand ever was. And it shouldn't be something we make up on the spot that night from a tweet from a commercial agency like NIWA.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my head around what's their game. Do they have a role somewhere, something that we kind of is not obvious or we don't know about?
So my business partner, Sean, he's very much into the politics of this, and he's the one that has sort of calmed me down over the years, because I was taking it very personally the way NIWA treated us, and then I realized they're doing this to everybody. And our feeling is that they are kind of seen as the defense force, because NIWA's working with companies like NOAA, you know, out of America, and NASA, and they're down in Antarctica with this significant base, and NIWA plays a really important role in that, and a really important role in the South Pacific. And I've got a feeling that everyday politicians don't understand it, and they just see NOAA and NASA and like, we're not touching this. We don't want to be the government that undoes that. And so I think that because there's a military involvement or a very big connection with the US government, that's our only theory behind why NIWA is untouchable when every other department is.
Well, in that case, we need to know more, because I think there's some uncertainty about activities in Antarctica. And I'm not, you know, putting my foil hat on. None of us are down there, so we don't really know what's going on. I knew someone who was involved in drilling ice cores down there or transporting them out of there and to North America 20 years ago. And it was all hush hush, big time. So, you know, there's got to be some reason for this disconnect between, and NIWA sort of roaming free, doing anything they want to do. And has the same CEO been there all this time? Has he?
Since 2007. And in fact, someone in government actually said to us, I wish there was some journalist who could look into that, because they thought there were time limits on how long you could be a CEO of a Crown entity. And NIWA's a Crown Research Institute, although the R in CRI stands for revenue. They're a Crown Revenue Institute, and they don't pay money back to the government. Minister Megan Woods, when she was responsible for NIWA, told us that the money, you know, that we want to get free access to this public data, and that data is used to make money for the government and funds. She literally said funds schools and health and all this sort of stuff. NIWA's not paying a dividend to the government, which means we're giving them all our money. The board is making a ton of it, and the CEO is making close to $1 million a year, and we get nothing back for it. Pretty much nothing other than a few tweets.
Did you tell us last time we talked, and it wasn't that long ago, that he's one of the highest paid civil servants on the payroll, on the government payroll?
He is, and I've heard from ministers of parliament, from both sides of the aisle that they can't believe the amount of money he's making. But you're the grown-ups. If you're a minister and you're just scratching your head going, you know, and I see in Ian Wishart's story, you know, I can't remember if it was MBIE or MPI, did that line of, it's an operational matter, that's not our realm. But they'll happily give them millions and millions of dollars and then be, not our problem, what happens to it? And this is what bugs me. There's so much transparency on every cent that's spent at TVNZ and at the police force and you name it. Met Service, they're another one. They get criticized and critiqued all the time. NIWA doesn't. They are just free to roam. They have no minister in charge of them. And that's been evident since Stephen Joyce left a decade ago.
Should Met Service be making some comment here, do you think? Because it's crickets from them as far as I'm aware. And in the big picture, this undermines ultimately confidence in our ability to forecast weather, doesn't it?
It does. I've actually said to the CEO of Met Service, Stephen Hunt, really nice guy, met him, had a really nice catch up with him in Wellington at the Met Service last spring. And he was very engaging and very, very open to hearing from us and clearly didn't like what was going on between NIWA and Treasury and some of the discussions they were having behind his back and Met Service's back. But I also did say to him, you need to give NIWA a bloody nose, because if they are taking clients off you and you're just not saying a word, and it's up to Phil Duncan to be the guy out there and Ian Wishart, the only guys out there talking about this, and yourselves, obviously, this is not good for Met Service. And I feel that because NIWA is a much bigger agency, given a lot more money and no minister in charge of them, that's a key part of it.
Wow.
Met Service has a minister. They've got a minister for state-owned enterprises, and they crack down on anything that an SOE doesn't do properly. But a CRI, crickets, just crickets. And it's very much bad for the New Zealand weather industry. And it, you know, like in some levels, it's good for WeatherWatch because we can be just put our heads down and be the sort of mature ones in the room. But it is a sad sight to see NIWA doing this. And I think the hardest thing for me to accept, and I don't know if Ian's going to become this way as well, is that all the hard work and facts in the world don't matter because there's no one in charge of NIWA.
And the public probably aren't directly that interested. Probably
they're not interested. And you know, if you're a very left wing person, you're going to say to me, I'm anti science. And if you're a right wing person, you're going to say to me, you're just wanting free stuff from the government. You know, so we don't win a lot of arguments for the people that aren't tuned in. But for those that are, we have got some remarkable support from people. And there is no left or right bias to it. It's literally common sense. People just go, if we're funding this, just like we fund our roads, there's no one at NZTA saying, you can't drive on that bit of road. That's only just for us to use. But that's what NIWA's done. They've weaponized a state asset. They've weaponized a weather computer, climate computer, and they don't give it to us. They don't, you know, we've got the storm coming in this weekend. I can't use anything from my government about it other than a Met Service warning, which is bit too little too late. We can't talk about anything in advance because NIWA has put a price tag around that, which cuts everyone out.
Using your roading analogy, it's like saying, I see a road here on the historical map, but you're telling me it doesn't exist. I'm standing on it right now.
Yes, yeah, that's right. And you know, last week with that big high pressure zone breaking a record going back 135 years, I mean, a high pressure zone, it's not that exciting. There's not much to see or talk about, but it's still a record. It's a long record. So it's kind of cool when I like when a record's broken and it's a long one rather than breaking news, a record from 5 years ago just got broken, which we get a lot of in the mainstream news these days. The weird part about that story when we first started digging into it is we had to Google news outlets to see what NIWA had said in the past, rather than just accessing a library where you would see the top 20 lowest air pressure or highest. Why, you know, when people say, why are they hiding this? It's for commercial power. It's all about power, being at the top of that list, not having competitors, and being that gatekeeper that when a storm hits, WeatherWatch or Reality Check Radio can't break the news that this has happened. It always has to come from Mother NIWA, and that's kind of the way they've designed it.
It seems like there's something that's not obvious, that's sort of hidden away, that would distort what would be normal practice, you know, best practice in this area. Something's there.
Treasury and NIWA have got like this close relationship. And I just say it's an old boys club, right? Just an old boys club. They've been around forever. They don't get questioned and they can just hide behind there's a review on. Niwa has not answered a question to the editor of the New Zealand Herald in 2 years saying there's a review on. I mean, what sort of country do we live in when a review starts and then the review finishes and then the review is ignored? And in that entire process, no one has to be candid about what's going on. No one in the government cared that Niwa misled a select committee. So, I mean, if we told the highest level people and nothing happened. So, I mean, it's painful to see because they're literally protecting an old boys club rather than protecting a system for the people that funded it. And if they've got some commercial side to it, that's great. I don't have a problem with that. But they shouldn't have privileged access because in every other country, like Australia, where they have commercial parts in the weather, the commercial division in the government uses the same public data that anyone else can use. Whereas in New Zealand, they've hidden it, kept it to themselves, and it's non-capitalistic and it's wrong on all levels.
Here's something from out there, Phil. What if it's a cover for something else? And okay, in a vacuum, you're allowed to, of information, you're allowed to speculate. But what if it's a grand cover for another mission, another operation? That's why I asked about computational power and observational power. And, you know, if you were concentrating on something else but had a public face of doing the NIWA stuff, you probably would have trouble digging up data because that would just be, you know, pulling stuff out of a hat to create an impression. I know it sounds weird, but, you know, otherwise how do you describe the behavior, you know?
That's right. I've said, like, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but over the years that I've developed them because you have to in a vacuum of space, no answers from smart, intelligent people who are quick to give you lots of answers for everything else. As reporter Paul Gorman discovered, NIWA will answer a question about whether or not this is a record about to break or this is a big, big event, but they won't answer a question about anything to do with their business. There's no one to be found. They're on leave. They're on bereavement leave. They're on sick leave.
No whistleblowers, right?
No whistleblowers, because, you know, I've even said this to reporters in New Zealand who work in the mainstream news outlets. You're not going to rock the boat because the media industry is so small. You could lose your job tomorrow, and who are you probably going to work for? If you're interested in science and weather, you've really only got a couple of other options within the government. So no one rocks the boat in this country. And I've got not much to lose because of the way they've operated, I've set up a company using other people, and I don't need NIWA at all. But I want to use them. I don't want to fight with them. I want to discuss climate change with them, as we did 12 years ago before they got into commercial weather, where I could literally sit down with someone like Dr. James Renwick and say to him, my audience doesn't believe these three things that you keep saying. Can you please give them an answer? And he would. And it was a really good way of getting people who didn't believe in the climate change argument to maybe have a bit more of an understanding of it. That's all gone now. They don't talk about that stuff. It's just competing with weather to get in the news.
We're on to them.
Yeah,
we're on to them now.
I hope so. I wish someone in government just... Where are the grown-ups in government? Where is this government in charge now? I would have thought would be the most vocal, but radio silence from ACT, radio silence from Winston Peters, radio silence from National. They don't want to talk about this one particular agency.
I'll tell you what, we have Winston on probably once a month. Next time he's on, I'm going to ask him some very specific questions about NIWA, and it'll be interesting to see how he responds to that. Because he's the foreign minister, right? So if there are things going, he'll know.
We met with Scott Brown, the US ambassador, when he was in New Zealand a few years ago, invited us down to Wellington for their Independence Day party. So it was about this time of the year. And we went to this great, great night in Wellington. And there was Winston Peters while they were doing all the speeches. And I just walked up to him and went, you know, we're having no luck getting data, weather data from our government. Part of the reason I'm friends with the ambassador is because the US government makes weather data free all around the world. Why do they do that? And we are the complete opposite when we're part of Five Eyes. And his quick little response to us was, who have you met so far? And we said, both National and Labour. And he laughed and went, well, there's your problem. And he just burst out laughing, which was a typical Winston response. But then he never followed up emails to us about it. So I'd love you to ask him because you know, people like him and David Seymour, I would have thought would be really interested in this one because there's something clearly broken and yet they just don't seem to want to talk about it, possibly because it's not a very, you know, sexy thing to talk about in politics.
Yeah, but if we're providing information for other purposes than weather and climate, into geopolitics, let's say, in our part of the world, particularly Antarctica keeps kind of coming up, then maybe there's something there. Philip Duncan, always great to have you on the show. Thanks for coming on. All the best. I hope Weather Watch just keeps on. What's a weather term for winning?
Powers up, storms up.
Breaking pressure records.
Yeah, there we go. That's the one. Putting pressure on Wellington, that's always good.
There you go. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.